Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
If you've ever replaced your windows or doors, you might be familiar with Nordan. The Scandinavian manufacturer is gaining from the surge in construction and renovations in Ireland, with sales up 33% last year alone. That comes despite huge delays, courtesy of supply chain and planning issues. Nordan says we are seeing a two-track market. And Brendan Hart is the residential director with Nordan here in Ireland. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what Nordan do and make.
Nordan, we're a window supplier, so we supply windows and doors to the Irish market, anything from Aluclad to aluminium for apartment blocks to single family residences.
And you do windows, doors, French doors? Do you do attic loft conversions and all that kind of?
We don't get involved in attic lofts, right. No. Anything in the facade of the building, the windows and doors, bifolding doors, sliding doors, French doors, and of course your entrance door.
Okay, now you brought in a sample from the cross section of what it looks like. Tell us more about the types of windows and doors, because what we're looking at is mostly timber window, is that right?
The main structure of the window is timber, correct.
Yeah.
This would be our biggest product. We also supply aluminium. But our Aluclad system, it's a pressure impregnated timber. So we can give a 30-year warranty on the product, and it's protected with aluminium on the outside.
Okay. Now, why would someone go for timber when the guarantee is only 10 years? Instead of Aluclad, for example, when the guarantee is much longer and it's not going to be weathered as quickly?
Timber can last a lifetime if it's protected well. I live in a home that has 200-year-old windows.
Right.
And it's down to a cycle of treatment.
I'd love to see your energy bill.
It can be high, yes, with single glazing. Definitely.
Okay. No, but the point that I'm making is timber might look nice, but the latest generation of products are very timber-like, but they're not made of wood. In the sense that the windows can be made to look as if they're wood.
They can, particularly with the Aluclad. We'll do mock sash effect. We will be able to supply a window that looks very much like timber. There's even processes where you could attempt to recreate the grain in the timber.
Mm-hmm.
But Aluclad definitely gives you the longest warranties in the market, particularly for
business. Is good. I understand that you're working on the Shangana project for the Land Development Agency as well in South County Dublin.
That's correct. We finished the Shangana project. So a large portion of our business would be apartment blocks. We would work with every major developer in the country.
Like Sisk and all those guys?
Sisk, Cairn Homes, Bennett's Walls, yes. Mm. All the major developers.
Now, and is that LDA project pretty special for the energy ratings that you've got in the homes?
That was a passive project. We completed about 3,000 passive houses last year.
Remind us what passive house is.
Passive would be a step above the Irish building regulations. It's a German building standard that will ensure that there's the lowest energy usage per square meter in any dwelling.
And does that mean it leaks less air from the inside out?
There's air tightness, so they look at the building and its overall balance on the energy gains, the energy usage within the building, and then all energy that's generated in the building by an individual or by even your fridge or your microwave.
Wow, okay. So, and this is the biggest passive house project in Ireland, in Shangana?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how many windows and doors did you put in there, do you remember? You probably don't know.
In the region, I think there was about 1,500 items went into that project.
Okay. And where does the stuff get made, mostly?
We have 14 factories in total, but we Norway, Poland, Lithuania, Denmark, Sweden.
Okay. So none of it's made here?
Not presently.
Okay. And would your products be regarded on the premium side, i.e. a bit more pricier than other windows?
We pride ourselves on being premium, but that doesn't always necessarily come at that price point. We always encourage early engagement. So if people talk to us very early, they speak about their budgets, we tailor our product offering to ensure that we can meet their budget requirements.
Okay, so if an individual householder had a three-bedroom, semi-detached house somewhere in this country, how much would it cost to replace all the windows?
It could be in the region of 15,000 to 20,000 euro. If the house was built pre-2011, they may be
able to... Which most houses are.
Yeah, they could use the new SEAI grants.
Right.
So
15,000, is that after the SEA grant or before?
That would be without the SEI grant.
Okay, 15,000 to replace all the windows?
Yes.
Okay, and you also, and what's the lead time? Because it, these things aren't, you know, waiting around in warehouses for everybody.
No, everything is made to order, custom made. Our general lead in time is 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Have you guys been affected at all by this energy shock and the kind of the delays coming through both the Red Sea and now the Strait of Hormuz?
It's been a difficult number of years, but due to the size of the company, we have good control over our supply chains.
Okay.
So we've generally been able to mitigate against any of those risks.
I mentioned planning delays at the outset. Is that still an issue? Because obviously there was this big infrastructure delivery report which was published in December with the hopes to radically accelerate the delivery of big infrastructure projects and even medium-sized infrastructure projects. Have you seen any benefit yet from that?
We haven't seen a huge benefit as of yet. It's been a quiet start to the year. It's selective right now with projects. You could have a project pass for planning permission, but then it has a long time before it reaches site. They go through a tendering process. Mm. You know, they go through a design process, and with general product inflation within the market, it could make a project unviable. So we're seeing a much more targeted approach to projects starting on site right now.
Mm. What about a two-track market? What is that?
Two-track market, we don't rely just on the commercial apartment developments or the housing developments. We have 4 showrooms around the country, and dealing with one-off homeowners, advising them, doing replacement houses or new build one-offs in the countryside,
right,
definitely has been a huge part of our business over the last couple of years.
And does that mean that if it falls off on the mass construction side, there's enough on the consumer side to make up the shortfall?
Correct. That's our plan in the market. And then diversification of product ranges as well. When we are very well known for our timber and alu-clad ranges, but the offering that we now have in aluminium as well benefits us so that we can pivot within the market at any point.
Your colleague, Brian Cleary, said that what we are seeing is not a market that has stalled completely. It's a market that has become more focused. What does that mean?
It's focused on specific projects. It's projects that are viable, that can move to site. So we're seeing some supersized projects move through. There's multiple projects we're on right now, which would be 900 units plus.
Mm.
If we went back 3 or 4 years, most of the projects we were working on would be 350 units if we're talking about the commercial sector.
Right. So you are getting the big projects?
We are, yes.
Yeah. Best of luck with it, Brendan. That's Brendan Hart, the residential director with Nordan Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.